Ever feel like city finances are a bit of a mystery?
Yeah, kind of a black box, right? Where does all the money go? How do they even decide how to spend it?
Exactly. I mean, for us regular folks in Deer Park, thankfully that black box is actually open thanks to something called the Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, or ACFR.
You got it. It's like a giant public checkbook for the whole city.
Okay, so full transparency. I love the idea in theory, but honestly, who actually has the time to go through this massive financial document?
Well, that's where we come in. We're diving into the Deer Park ACFR for the year ending September 30th, 2023.
Perfect. Our mission, to break it down in a way that everyone can understand and use to think and act locally. All
Exactly.
right, so first things first, big picture. Is Deer Park flush with cash, or are we teetering on the edge?
Okay, well, let's peek into the city's net worth. Deer Park's got almost $197 million in assets. But they also have liabilities of about $153 million.
So help me out here. What does that actually mean for the average person living in Deer Park?
Simply put, it means the city's in a pretty solid financial position. If you think of Deer Park like a business, they'd be able to easily cover all their debts and still have plenty left over to invest.
Got it. So we're not heading for bankruptcy anytime soon. Phew. Now let's talk about the money coming in. How does Deer Park actually make money?
So the report neatly breaks it down into two main buckets: governmental activities and business type activities. Governmental activities are basically those core city services, things like police, fire department, parks, street maintenance, all that.
Right. Those are pretty important. So those are probably mostly funded by our taxes, right?
Exactly. You've got your property taxes, sales taxes, franchise fees, all those fun things. Business type activities are a little different. They work more like, well, a business. Think of things like utilities, your water, sewer, and stormwater management.
Okay. So those are designed to be more self-sustaining, like we pay for what we use.
Yeah, that's the idea. The fees we pay should, in theory, cover the cost of providing those services.
That makes sense. Okay, back to the taxes for a second. Anything in the report about where the biggest chunk of tax revenue comes from?
There is. One thing that really stands out is that the revenue from industrial districts, they were way higher than they expected. We're talking over $8.6 million over budget.
Wow, that's a lot. The report says it's because of a strong economy and they made some smart investments. That's something I think folks would want to know about. So, where did all that extra cash end up? Did they spend it wisely?
Now, that's a great question for the residents to think about. The report details exactly how that surplus was used, so you can actually see if it lines up with what you think is important for the city.
Okay, point taken. Time to flip the coin and talk about spending. Where does all that money go? What are the biggest expenses?
Well, according to the report, the expenses for those core governmental activities, those essential services we talked about, they went up by over $10 million this past year.
$10 million. Whoa. Okay, why such a big jump?
It seems like a lot of it's just those rising costs we're all seeing. Personnel, maintenance, utilities, even the interest on the city's debt went up.
Right, inflation. It's hitting everyone these days. What about those specific investments you mentioned earlier? Anything that really catch a resident's eye?
Oh, absolutely. You know those shiny new garbage trucks you've probably seen driving around?
Yeah.
Well, each one of those babies cost almost $500,000.
Wow.
Then there are those fancy new field lights they put in for the baseball and soccer fields at Dow Park, another big ticket item. And oh, let's not forget the Bayou Bend drainage project. That one had a price tag of over $3 million.
Okay, those are definitely things you can see happening around town.
Yeah.
It really brings those numbers in the report to life. These are real things impacting people's daily lives.
Exactly. And those are just a few examples. The report goes into way more detail, breaking down how much each city department spends, so it's all there if you want to dive in.
So we've got a pretty good grasp on Deer Park's current financial situation, but what about the future? Are we on solid ground or should we be worried?
That's where things get even more interesting, and we'll dig into all those details, especially the city's debt, when we come back. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Before the break, we were uncovering Deer Park's financial picture, and you mentioned something about debt.
Right. Debt. It's a word that makes people a little nervous. But for cities, it's actually a pretty common tool.
It's kind of like a mortgage for a house, but instead of a house, it's for things like parks or road repairs. And Deer Park actually uses two main types: general obligation bonds and certificates of obligation.
Okay, Now, remind me, what's the difference between those two?
So think of general obligation bonds, like, you know, taking out a mortgage that the whole community is backing. These are usually for those big, really important projects. And they're paid back through property taxes, so everybody chips in.
Got it. So that's more like a collective decision then. Do
Yeah.
people get to vote on those big projects?
They do,
Yeah.
which is really good because it makes sure those projects actually have support from the people who live there. Certificates of obligation are a little bit different. The city council can actually issue those without going directly to the voters.
Okay, so more flexibility there, but also more responsibility on the council to make sure they're using those wisely.
Exactly. And that's where transparency is super important, which is why this ACFR lays out all those details for everyone to see. So as of September 30th, 2023, Deer Park had over $82 million in outstanding general obligation bonds.
Whoa, that sounds like a lot. Is that something to be worried about?
It is a big number, but you have to think about the context, right? Deer Park is growing, and those bonds have paid for a lot of important things: street improvements, new parks and public safety facilities, things that benefit everyone living there.
Okay, so it's not like they're just, you know, racking up debt for no reason, but how do we know they're not going to burden future generations with a ton of debt?
Well, that's where their debt management plan comes in. They're really thinking about long-term financial stability. They want to be sure they can pay back all those bonds without putting too much pressure on taxpayers down the line.
Makes sense. So what about those certificates of obligation? How much of that kind of debt does Deer Park have?
So the report shows a total of $39.4 million outstanding. Those are the ones the city council can issue without that direct vote.
Okay, so important to keep an eye on how those are being used. Does the report say which specific projects they funded?
It does. The ACFR breaks down every single certificate, what it paid for, and the reasoning behind it. Again, it all comes back to transparency, you know, making sure residents have the information they need to really understand what's going on.
Right. So we've covered the debt. What else should we be looking at in this report?
Well, let's talk about something called financial controls. These are kind of the behind-the-scenes policies and procedures that make sure the city is being responsible and efficient with how they're using their money.
Okay, so it's all about making sure everything runs smoothly, no money goes missing, and the city is actually achieving its goals.
Precisely. It's about accountability and stewardship of the city's resources.
I like it. So, what are some of the key financial controls that Deer Park has in place?
One that's really important is something called a multi-year financial forecast. Basically, they're not just looking at this year's budget, they're actually projecting out into the future. They're trying to like anticipate challenges and opportunities down the road.
So they're not just reacting, they're actually planning ahead.
Right.
Like, what if the population grows a lot or there's an economic downturn?
Exactly. They're thinking about all of that. They're also constantly reviewing and adjusting the rates and fees they charge for things like water and trash.
Okay, so no surprise, huge price hikes. Just gradual changes based on how much it actually costs to provide those services.
Right. They're also being really proactive about managing insurance coverage. And remember all that bond stuff we were talking about? They're very carefully planning out any new debt, making sure it aligns with what the community actually needs and wants.
Sounds like they're taking a pretty organized approach to managing their money. But cities are complicated, right? Any other pieces of the puzzle we need to be aware of?
There are. The report also covers something called component units. These are kind of like separate parts of the city government, but the city is still financially responsible for them.
That sounds a little technical. What are some examples?
Deer Park actually has three main ones. There's the Crime Control and Prevention District, then there's the Fire Control, Prevention, and Emergency Medical Services District, and lastly, you have the Deer Park Community Development Corporation.
Okay. Those all sound pretty important, kind of like specialized branches of the city, each with their own focus. But why are they even separate?
Each one has a very specific mission and also a different way they get their funding. So, for example, the Crime Control District might focus on crime reduction initiatives that are funded by a dedicated tax. And the Community Development Corporation, they work on economic development projects and they often get their money from grants and things like that.
So it's about having a dedicated pot of money for specific goals, but the city's still ultimately in charge of overseeing everything, making sure it's all running smoothly.
Exactly. And the best part, the ACFR provides details on each of these component units, so you can actually see how well they're doing and how they're contributing to the city as a whole.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. We've definitely seen how important transparency and accountability are. Now, there's one thing we haven't talked about yet that can be a little confusing. Pensions.
Ah, yes. pensions. You know, the retirement plans for all those hardworking city employees. It can be a complicated topic, but let's break it down.
Please do, because I think a lot of people hear that word pensions and they instantly think, uh-oh, problem. Especially with all those news stories about cities struggling with their pension plans.
It's true. Managing those pensions can be a big challenge. There are lots of long-term projections and, you know, complicated calculations involved.
So what about Deer Park? Are we in trouble?
Good news. Deer Park has two main pension plans, one for the general employees and another for emergency services personnel. And both seem to be in really good shape.
That's a relief. But how do we know those plans are sustainable for the long haul?
Well, the details in this ACFR are super helpful. The report actually shows that both plans are what they call well-funded. That basically means they have enough money to cover what they're projected to owe in the future. The city is also paying its share, keeping up with its contributions, which is really important to make sure everything stays solvent.
Okay, so they're not just hoping for the best and crossing their fingers.
Not at all. They've actually made some adjustments recently to make sure those plans stay healthy. Like, they've changed how much both the employees and the city have to contribute.
So everybody's chipping in a bit more to make sure those retirement benefits are there when they're needed.
Exactly. It shows that they're really being proactive and responsible about those pension obligations. That's a really good sign for the city's long-term financial health.
Okay, we've covered a ton of information. Debt, financial controls, component units, and pensions. My head's spinning. What else can we learn from this report that helps us understand Deer Park's finances?
Well, remember that financial reports aren't just about the numbers, you know. They actually tell us a story about what the city is prioritizing. So next, let's take a look at how all these financial decisions are impacting the quality of life for people who live here in Deer Park.
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into the fascinating world of Deer Park's finances. We're ready to connect the dots between the numbers and what it all means for the people living here.
Exactly. It's all about, like, understanding the story behind the numbers. We've been talking about how the city manages its money, but how does that actually translate into a better quality of life for the residents? That's what we're going to explore.
That's the key question, right? How do these financial decisions actually impact people's everyday lives in Deer Park?
Well, just think back to some of those big investments we talked about earlier. You know, those brand new garbage trucks, the new field lights at Dow Park, the Bayou Bend drainage project. Those are all tangible improvements that came directly from, you know, careful financial planning.
Okay, I see what you mean. It's easy to get lost in the weeds with all those numbers, but they actually represent real things that make a real difference for people.
Exactly. And it's not just the flashy projects. It's also about the ongoing investments in things like parks and rec, public safety, keeping those streets in good shape, all those things that contribute to making Deer Park a desirable place to live.
Right. Exactly. Safe streets, nice parks, you know, reliable water and sewer service. Those are the things that really matter when it comes to quality of life.
Absolutely. And the city's overall financial health is a huge factor in their ability to provide those services and amenities.
So it's all connected. A strong financial foundation means they can invest in the things that actually make life better for the people living there.
Now, let's look at a couple of other really important areas when we're talking about long-term stability. First up, investments.
Okay, so we're getting a little Wall Street-y here. What's the city's strategy when it comes to investing its money? Are they playing the stock market?
Not quite. They're actually way more conservative than that. Their focus is on preserving their capital and making sure they have cash on hand.
So low risk, low reward then. Are they maybe missing out on some big gains by playing it so safe?
Well, it's always a balancing act, right? But their priority is on safety and security over risky ventures. The report shows that they mostly invest in things like U.S. Treasury securities and certificates of deposit.
Okay, so very safe bets. But they're also, like, pooling their money with other entities, right?
Oh, that's right. They're working with what are called external investment pools. Texpool and Techstar are two examples. That allows them to diversify their investments a little bit, and they get professional management, too.
Makes sense. It's like having a financial advisor for the whole city. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about risk management.
Every city, I mean, every organization really faces risks. You've got natural disasters, economic downturns, all sorts of things. The key is being proactive, having plans in place to deal with those risks if they actually happen.
So being prepared, basically. What are some of the risks Deer Park has on their radar?
One they specifically mention is environmental liability. Remember, they run that solid waste transfer station, so they have to be extra careful about managing that facility and making sure they're following all the rules and regulations.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to mess around with anything that could damage the environment. Anything else?
They also talk about the risk of lawsuits. They're actually involved in a few right now, which is pretty normal for cities, you know?
Okay, so that raises the question, is it something to be concerned about? Could those lawsuits end up draining resources from the city?
Well, according to the report, the city management doesn't think those lawsuits will have a significant financial impact. They've set aside money to cover any potential costs, and they seem confident they can handle things, even if the outcomes aren't in their favor.
Okay, so it's on their radar, but not a huge threat right now.
Right. It all comes back to transparency and responsible planning.
Now, we've talked about the present and some potential risks for the future, but what about the really long-term picture? What's Deer Park doing to make sure they're in good financial shape for years to come?
Well, that's where their long-term financial planning comes in. Remember that multi-year forecast we talked about earlier? They're using that to project what they think their future revenues and expenses will be.
So they're not just reacting to whatever's happening right now. They're thinking ahead, trying to anticipate what the city might need in the future.
Exactly. They're taking things like demographic trends and economic forecasts into account. Like, they're well aware of how fast Port Houston is growing and the potential impact that could have on Deer Park.
Right. That booming port is great for the economy, but it also brings challenges like more traffic and increased demand for city services.
Right. It's all about being strategic and making sure the city is prepared for the future.
We've certainly learned a lot in this deep dive. From the basics of revenue and spending to all the ins and outs of debt, pensions, investments, and risk management, it's been a really informative journey.
It has. And I think the biggest takeaway is that Deer Park appears to be in a really strong financial position. They're managing their money well, planning for the future, and making investments that benefit the whole community.
Right. It's all about being responsible, being transparent, and being committed to serving the people of Deer Park.
And remember, folks, this is just a starting point. We encourage everyone to take a look at the full ACFR themselves. You know, it's available online on the city's website, and it really goes into all the nitty-gritty details.
Don't just take our word for it. Dive in, ask questions, get involved. Because the more you understand about these financial details, the more you can be an informed and engaged citizen.
That's what thinking and acting locally is all about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Deer Park finances. Until next time.